Joining me today is Ana Tejerina Esquino, who is part of a movement to remove Clackamas County Board of Commissioners Chair Tootie Smith. Tell me a little bit about why you are all working to remove Tootie Smith.
It's a layered issue. I got involved with an internet group that was forming to recall her actually before she took office. In November, she made some very public statements regarding COVID. She was talking about how she would invite as many people as would come to her house for Thanksgiving in defiance of orders. And this was, as an elected official. And then she even went on Fox News and referred to the COVID restrictions as treating Oregonians as second-rate slaves. And, right away from that moment, you could tell that Tootie Smith was at least really out of touch. And it wasn't until I dove a little deeper and started talking to a lot of neighbors in a lot of different Facebook groups and online that I learned, more about her background and some of the concerning history regarding Tootie Smith. And then, now the movement to recall her has really grown also because of her support of Mark Scholl, one of the new incoming commissioners who had, a really extensive and worrying amount of racist, Islamophobic, anti-LGBTQ comments, like a lot of really bigoted comments. And though the entire commission voted to censure him, she has been supporting him along the way and now has changed some of the way that the business meetings are held to try and limit some public comments. So, it started because I thought her posts about COVID were worrying. And then when I reached out as a constituent, I essentially got insulted and then blocked. And I just felt like that's really not an appropriate way for a representative to speak to people in their county. And since then, it's grown. Unfortunately, Tootie has just given us more reasons that we believe she should not be our elected official.
Could you go in a little more depth into that interaction you had with Tootie Smith when you tried to ask her some of these questions?
Yeah, so, and it's a lot of different people, both on Facebook and on Twitter, because she is actually fairly active online. So commenting on her posts, and I try and approach things first from an educational point. I graduated with an engineering background. I've been very fortunate to get to learn under some experts in air quality, and I knew a lot of the science relating COVID transmission. So when she would post things about how, it was perfectly safe to open restaurants now, and I would say, no, there's like these reasons why it is not as safe. There's these reasons why not being able to wear a mask indoors presents a lot of complications. And she often didn't respond at all to our comments or a lot of the comments that were disagreeing with her. And she would have a lot of her, I would assume, followers respond mean things, and then you get blocked off the page. And to this day, our Facebook group has a lot of different instances of like, oh, today I was blocked by Tootie again. Me, I was just commenting on her own posts about reopening Oregon to try and at first start with like, no, I'm sorry, that is actually just not true. No, you can't just give people UV light wands and tell them to disinfect their hands with it. That's a very, very dangerous thing to say. She had that in her white paper. And she didn't actually respond to me directly ever. The only time she responded to a comment I have said directly was in a business meeting. She did respond after one of my public comments.
It does seem like Tootie Smith is trying to limit the access of her constituents to her by imposing a limit on the amount of time that guests have to speak in these public meetings. It also sounds like there are already limits to the amount of time that the public has to speak in these meetings in Multnomah County and in Washington, correct?
Yeah. So I know in the Clackamas County business meeting, we are currently given 3 minutes. She has talked about in meetings trying to limit that to two. And then they actually did pass a thing that I think is effective this Tuesday. Now you have to register to speak, and it can't be live that you're going to raise your hand in the Zoom recording. You have to register ahead of time, and you have to tell them what you're going to be speaking on. And I think that that's a part of the push as well for her to hear less of the comments of the constituents that are, having problems.
I also wanted to add that Tootie Smith has created a proposed plan to reopen Clackamas County. Part of that plan involves disregarding scientific evidence about COVID-19. If I could just quote that real quick, Tootie Smith wrote in her proposal that it could be concluded that COVID-19 is on par with other diseases and the threat of higher infection and mortality rate assumed by university models did not meet expectations. So it does sound like denial of COVID science is something that's been pretty persistent in her tenure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what you're referring to is the white paper she published. Reading that as a person that understood a lot of the science as to how to mitigate risks for COVID, it is scary. Her number one suggestion was to stay healthy so your immune system will be strong. And reading that as a scientist, as an engineer, I know that politics is behind that statement, but it's also not a real suggestion. Like, that is telling someone to be healthier is not going to help it.
So you mentioned earlier that part of how this push began was you were initially repulsed by some of the things she had said surrounding COVID-19 and her plans to have a Thanksgiving meal that didn't practice proper social distancing. And then you mentioned that you looked into her history. Tootie Smith was elected to the County Board of Commissioners before in 2012 as a Tea Party candidate, correct?
Correct.
And she also served in the Oregon State House.
Correct. Yeah, she's been active in Oregon politics for quite some time. And if you track her involvement with Timber Unity, a group that, has a lot of political push in Oregon and the Republican Party primarily, she's been around for a very, very long time. So yeah, there's quite a bit to look back on and be concerned about.
Could you speak a little bit more to some things in her political history?
Okay, so there's a lot of different avenues I could take. There's just some that are that make me question her integrity, and then there's several that make me think that she might not be a good representative in certain things. One, she is very anti-transit. For me, that's really important. I believe that climate change is a problem that we must solve, and I believe it is impossible to solve that problem without addressing public transportation. Tootie Smith fought the yellow line very, very strongly. And she fights a lot of these measures that she feels are coming from Metro trying to impede on Clackamas County's lifestyle. And those are troubling for me as a person that really, really cares about climate change. There is also things that make me question her integrity as a human being. There is some documentation online, and there's actually a website called tootiewatch.com that has compiled a lot of these things that Tootie has done in the past. They actually have a video vault as well. And she has a history of belittling her constituents. There was, I think, and I wish I knew the exact scenario, but I would have to look it up. But there was a situation where she was essentially bullying high schoolers to try and stop them from having a pride parade. She was outing gay people in her community in Malala. Like, a lot of these things that I believe are a true sign of a problem with someone's character. Yeah, so she has quite a few of those actions that make her unfit to serve, both because of her integrity and because of some political opinions that I think are limiting progress here.
The campaign to remove Tootie Smith is connected to the campaign to move Mark Scholl, who Tootie Smith has supported in the past.
Mark Scholl has made some pretty concerning comments. And it's actually, so we have one volunteer, her name is Chris Waller, and she's active in Oregon government as well. And she actually found a lot of Mark Scholl's posts when she was digging around for Tootie Smith. She is big into documentation, and thank goodness there are people like her, because she was the person that compiled this Tootie Watch website. The blog originally was called Documenting Mark Scholl's Racism, but now it is on the Recall Mark Scholl page. And she found a lot of those comments that Mr. Scholl had made. I don't know if you've read the comments. They're pretty gross. They're not comments that you're like, yeah, I could see how that is inappropriate because they don't know the proper language nowadays, right? Like, no, they are blatantly Islamophobic. He is so Islamophobic in his comments that it makes you almost feel bad reading them out loud. So that became a priority for us to also get Scholl out. And though Originally, every Clackamas County commissioner voted to censure Marshall, including Tootie Smith and Marshall himself. And censuring is essentially making a statement, but not really doing anything. It is a political move to say that you disagree with the words that Marshall had made. You disagree with these statements. But when Marshall refused to resign, and when community members started to attend these business meetings to talk about how they wanted Marshall to resign and how these comments are not an appropriate communication from a representative, that's when you could see Tootie start to come to his defense. And then, like, I've made a few public statements myself where I will address both of them, and she has not reacted too well to that. So yeah, we are working together with the Recall Marshall group. We have separate commissions, and they did form independently with different neighbors, but I think a lot of the people that wanted to see Scholl gone saw Tootie's actions in trying to support him. She blocked a vote to strip his salary even after a clarification was on the table from their lawyer that they were allowed, that this was a motion that was allowed. Once all those things started happening, we saw the need to bring our commissions together, since we were going to be targeting a lot of the same people. And a recall campaign that's in countywide in the Clackamas County, we would need to collect close to 36,000 signatures, and that's probably closer to 40, because after the verification process, some aren't able to be counted for different reasons. So we want to work together because it's a monumental amount of work to get 40,000 signatures, and because we believe that we can't move Clackamas County politics forward with just removing one. You know, we need commissioners that have integrity, and that would require both of them to be off the board.
Does Tootie Smith enjoy the support of a good portion of Clackamas County?
Yeah, I mean, she is very strongly supported by Timber Unity, and I think she does really represent the interests of the timber companies in Oregon. I know that there are a lot of citizens in Clackamas County that work for the timber industry and that will likely, you know, feel represented by Tootie. I know a lot of people are concerned about higher taxes, but I personally believe that some of the problems with her integrity, some of the belittling constituents, some of the trying to silence constituents, some of the supporting, you know, racism on the part of her support of Marshall, like, those should not be partisan problems. So hopefully we will have a lot of Clackamas County voters that will not be supporting those parts of Tootie Smith.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It is definitely happening very quickly. It has been really, really great to meet so many neighbors. That is one of the things that has been an unexpected delight for me, because I have, one, gotten to listen to so much public testimony from neighbors that literally has brought me hearing families that live in Clackamas County that have made their lives here, that are concerned about things that are happening. Now working with a lot of people that want to volunteer locally, some that I know are my neighbors, you know, and I've met them online, and I've now gotten this little network of people in Clackamas County that want politicians that are going to be honest with them, that want politicians that are going to consider our best interests. Like, the community support at this has been absolutely, absolutely incredible. So it's nice that we're getting to connect, even if it is to remove representatives that we think are not serving us.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan.
From KBOO News, I'm Ethan Sandwise.